Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to the season one, episode nine edition of Inside Fantasy Football Podcast with your host, The Guru. I am so glad to be back with you. I hope everybody had a happy July the 4th Independence Day here in the United States. And I know I'm not at my usual time of Wednesday nights at 11 p.m., but I want to get back on the air ASAP as I stated before, unlike popular belief that this is my full-time job, fantasy football, it is not. I do have a regular job, which I wish I could get paid to do fantasy football or fantasy sports in general, but not yet. But we will be back on our regular schedule this coming Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Feel free to join us then. If you have not already done so, subscribe to the podcast so you'll know, you'll get notifications when shows are getting ready to go live. We also have a website. It is still a work in progress. It's called guruscottgame.wordpress.com. And after the show, the article for today's show will be going up on the website. Subscribe to the website. That way you can get the articles when they come out. And the best part, it is all free. But on this podcast, we are looking at four players who could have breakout seasons in the 2018 fantasy football season. And before we get into that, we're going to look at some of the news breaking. And one of the big stories is Julian Edelman's four-game suspension has been upheld. He will miss the first four games of the season. And what impact will that have on fantasy football? Well, of course, that's going to hurt his. He's dropped in all the ADPs, average draft positions. Big boards I have looked up, he's dropped in mine. You can go to the website, again, guruscottgame.wordpress.com, and see my rankings. But also, when we last did a podcast, the rumor was Jameis Winston would be suspended three games by the NFL. He was suspended. It did come out after the podcast that he did get suspended three games for his actions with the Uber driver and how it violated the NFL's personal conduct policy. And also, Green Bay Packers running back Aaron Jones is suspended two games for a violation of the illegal substance rule that the NFL has using PEDs. So that affects his value. That puts him now third chair behind the running back by committee in Green Bay of course, Aaron Jones, Jamal Williams, and Tyler Montgomery. In my opinion, Aaron Jones is the best of the three up there, but Mike McCarthy is probably going to go by playing the hot hand. So, Williams and Montgomery will get first shot. Then when Aaron comes back, he'll get a shot. But all that about breaking news, we'll just have to shake out and see how that goes. But starting with our first of our four players, in the world of fantasy football, how many times have you had a player on your roster and you expect them to take the next step forward and have a breakout season only for you to, in return, get a dud of a season out of them. The season after that, then the next season, you did not want them on your roster. They come out and had a breakout season, and you would not want to touch them with a 10-foot pole when you're drafted. Then they had the breakout season, and you're like, man, what just happened? Well, that happened to me in 2016. DeAndre Hopkins, he's let not only me down, but other owners down. And he went dropped like a rock. A first-round talent wide receiver dropped to the third round. I'm still kicking my hind end last year, even though I won my league, made it back-to-back championships in my league. I could have had him in the fourth round of our draft last year, and I wouldn't have had to play streaming wide receivers. I had one constant wide receiver, then played streaming for majority of the season until I got lucky, picked up Juju Schuster-Smith off the waiver wire, and that solidified my running back, wide receiver position last year to make a run to the championship. But what happened to DeAndre in 2016? Look, he got drafted in the third round 2017, and everybody knows what happened to him. He blew up last year. Was number one tier wide receiver one last year. Had great chemistry with Deshaun Watson till Deshaun got injured, tore his ACL. By all reports coming out of Texans camp, Watson should be good to go week one. But everybody thought Hopkins would drop with that. Now, he continued on that pace with the, I believe Savage was the quarterback last year with Houston after Watson went down. But one thing people need to remember, Watson and Hopkins had a history together from Clemson University. But another example of does turn breakouts the next year was Todd Gurley in the same year, 2016. He was drafted in 2016 as one of the top three players, but had a terrible season. When the draft season came around 2017, most people were not willing to draft Gurley in the first round, and again, they settled for him in the third round. Everybody knows what he did last year. In some people's opinion, he was the number one running back, while others, he was number two behind Le'Veon Bell. It's a toss-up. You get good production out of both. So the ones who drafted him last year was rewarded handsomely in the 2017 season when he had a monster season. So we're going to look at four players that I believe that could have a breakout season in 2018. And what could have changed in 2018 from 2017 to make one thing, these players could have a breakout season. Now, it could be several factors from a player's change of teams to a change of head coach or an overall change of the whole coach staff, offensive coordinators, quarterback coaches, everything. But in the four players that I chose, it's the simple, complete change in coaching staff, offensive coordinators, and the whole shebang. Two from Oakland, two from Tennessee. I believe these four players are primed for breakout season. We're going to start with player number one, Amari Cooper. Before we get started, if you'd like to call in with a question, the area code is 929-477-1273, or you can hit us up on the chat board with your question, and we'll answer them near the end of the show. But first off, first player is, again, Amari Cooper. According to Fantasy Calculator, The ADP for Amari Cooper is currently sitting at a 4.04. We all know about the 2016 Cinderella season for Oakland, and then the disastrous Turd Bowl season of 2017 that they had. First, we all know Derek Carr was banged up for most of the season, and the honestly bad coaching that was in Oakland last year was a true deterrent. But let us not forget that earlier in this offseason, Derek Carr come out and said that he was shocked to find out that Amari Cooper played through a foot injury last season. Now, well, so this is probably what you're saying. Why would this make a difference to Amari Cooper? John Gruden is brought in as the head coach with a whole new coaching staff. He's took over the coaching duties in Oakland, and he has publicly stated that Amari Cooper will be the focal point of the offense. Even though some is going to go, this may not be huge news, but to others, it's good news as they are hoping, and I do too, think that Amari Cooper can build off his 2016 wide receiver 14 ranking and make that elite jump to be a wide receiver one tier, a tier one wide receiver. Yeah, we all know Gruden has had a great track record with wide receiver one with his first round with Oakland, getting him to the Super Bowl, and then in turn going to Tampa Bay. We know he's had great success with his wide receiver ones in his coaching history. And Amari Cooper is the wide receiver one in Oakland with the loss of Crabtree going to Baltimore. Yes, I know they brought in Jordy Nelson and Martavis Bryant. He signed Jordy as a free agent, but he's more of a slot receiver, in my opinion. Aaron Rodgers made Jordy Nelson look good in Green Bay, in my opinion. And Martavis Bryant, well, we all know the problems he had last year. He was one of the wide receivers that I drafted in. He ran into trouble last year and all this stuff with Pittsburgh. You know, during the offseason, they traded him to Oakland for a draft pick. And granted, Martavis Bryant does have some problems. Him and Jordy Nelson will strengthen that wide receiver core for Oakland, and that will leave single coverage on Amari Cooper. I expect him to have a breakout season this year and return to the 2016 form of Amari Cooper instead of the 2017 season. Coming back for the number two player, I believe could have a breakout season, also an Oakland Raider. And that is Marshawn Lynch, the player known as Beast Mode. Maybe, as the old saying goes, long in the tooth. But with John Gruden as coach, he has a tremendous opportunity. And to be honest, again, and not in my opinion, he doesn't have much competition in the backfield to deal with. Owners were drafting Lynch ADP of 3.12 last season and was left feeling underwhelmed with his performance, even though during the stretch he rallied to bring a stat line of 891 yards on 207 attempts and 7 touchdowns. Well, I remember that Oakland was terrible last year, a dumpster fire of a season. Lynch missed half of one game to be injected and suspended for another one. According to his current fantasy calculator, Marshawn Lynch ADP is going at 5.11. which is almost a full two rounds lower than last season. I have seen in recent mock drafts myself where Lynch is going round. That, you know, everyone, that is a far cry from his 3.12 last season. And the ones who take a chance last year drafting him, after his 1 year retirement, felt that he left him down and they don't want to touch him this year, can only explain why his ADP is so low. But my opinion, Oakland is going to be better this season with Gruden and his coaches have taken over that team that it's got hidden talent on it. And that's why I think Lynch could easily match or bust the numbers. And when I mean busting numbers, have an even better season this year that he than he had last year. And he's going anywhere from the fifth to the 10th round. If you can get him later than the fifth, that's nothing but value. You're getting a starting running back at a value price. So, yeah, let's take him. We're going to take us a quick break. And we'll hit the other two players on my list that I'm expecting to have breakout seasons. We'll see you after this short break. Welcome back, everyone. And player number three, Tennessee Titans wide receiver Corey Davis. Now, I know some will say Corey Davis does not belong on this list. Last year, Davis was being took several rounds ahead of his ADP last season, and they expected the fifth overall pick and all-time college FBS receiving record holder to deliver right out of the gate. I know Davis stunk it up during the regular season in the TD department where he missed six games. A hamstring injury, but Davis exploded in two playoff road games with a stat line of 11 catches, 154 yards, two touchdowns to give you a glimpse of what he can do. Gone is the Mike Mularkey exotic smash mouth regime days and comes in the Mike Vrabel era, which in turn brought in offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur from the Los Angeles Rams. LaFleur has said he is drooling about his creating offense for the Titans offense down the field. With Dave is currently going at the ADP of 7.02 by Fantasy Calculator. The offense is setting up for Davis this year, and the coaches love him. And if he can shake the hamstring woes of last season, Corey Davis would be an amazing deal if you got him in the seventh round. Now, I had Davis on my roster last year because I've seen this potential of Corey Davis that he had while playing college ball. He has the tools. Like I said, if he can shake them hamstring injuries and having Matt LaFleur as offense coordinators, we saw what he did with the Rams last year with Jared Goff, Todd Gurley, the wide receivers, Connor Culp. We saw what he did in L.A. last year with the Rams. So it's all about the value. And Corey Davis, you can get him in the seventh round of the fantasy football draft, you're getting value there. We saw what he's doing in two playoff games. To me, that speaks volumes about his future. So you're going to have a steal if you can get him in the seventh round or later in your draft. Coming in number four, another Tennessee Titan, and that is Derrick Henry. Again, I know you are going to ask, why is Derrick Henry on this list? When Henry was going 2 to 3 rounds behind where he was being drafted last year. So how are you getting value here? And that answer is very, very simple, folks. Henry is being drafted as a starter, and he finally delivered when DeMarco Murray was finally out of the picture last year at the playoff game in Kansas City. We got to see what Derrick Henry could do when he put up a monster stat line of 156 yards on 23 carries and one touchdown. Oh, by the way, he also added in two catches for 35 yards. I will take that stat line anytime for my running back. With the signing of Deion Lewis, yes, the Titans signed Deion Lewis from New England. Mike Vrabel was familiar with him from his time in New England before Vrabel went to the Texans. But it actually helps folks out because it depresses Derrick Henry's ADP enough, currently going at 3.02, where I think he could be a great swing at a potential RB1. In some mock drafts, I have seen Henry slipping into the fifth round, which again would be a great what? Value. He'd be a great value in the fifth round. And after round five, you can again starting caliber running backs at late round prices, swing for the fences and go for it. But make sure your roster is set before you do that. I am wondering, with the addition of Matt LaFleur as offensive coordinator, if Derrick Henry could be this year's Todd Gurley. We saw what Todd Gurley did last year, and it does beg the question, could Derrick Henry be this year's Todd Gurley? Imagine Henry in the new scheme offense that is set up by Gurley's former offensive coordinator, LaFleur, and much less competition. With Murray gone, Lewis coming in, and in my opinion, Lewis is overvalued by coming to the Titans. And remember, he is also super injury prone. Henry could be and should be a beast this year in the Matt LaFleur offense. So is Corey Davis. Amari Cooper and Marshawn Lynch should have monster seasons in Oakland. So, folks, right there are four players that could have breakout seasons for their respective teams. There's always some. Just go with your gut, folks. Go with your guts when you are picking your players and you're drafting. Study, study, study all the ADPs. Look where these players are going. Know your league setting. But in all formats, these four players should have breakout season. And if you do right research, should have bring you a fantasy title home this year. So if anybody is out there has a question, the call-in number is 929-477-1273. We are getting to the last 3 minutes of the show. I will take your call real quick, and if we have to, we'll go into overtime to answer these questions or hit us up on the chat board. But I know draft season's getting ready to start. My draft is coming up next month. I'm looking forward to it. I'm already prepared for it, and I hope you are too. I hope you're doing your research. You're getting everything ready to take on your fellow league mates. And hopefully you come home with the championship. It is great to win the league title every year. But folks, hopefully the advice that I give you on this podcast helps you out and helps you bring home that title. Now, I know some people ask me, why would you want to do a podcast and give away your secrets? It's like I was talking to somebody the other day about it that is new to the league that I'm in. One of my friends that wanted to play in another league, I invited me, and me and them was talking. And I told him, hey, just because I tell you some of my secrets, you may think you know what I'm going to do, but how well will you execute it? I'm not going to, give away all my secrets, but I will let you know what to maybe or maybe not expect. But, folks, it is great doing this podcast. Always be prepared for your drafts. Always look forward. Always dig for them late-round keepers like last year. I got Kareem Hunt in the late rounds in my league. Yeah, if Spencer Ware did not get injured, he would not have had a great season. But you always – I saw Kareem Hunt play in college. He played against my Appalachian State Mountaineers in the bowl game where I went to school at App State. Several years ago, of course, I saw what he could do at college. I decided, hey, I'm going to watch him see where he gets drafted in the NFL. And he got picked up by Kansas City. I said, hey, he's got a chance to be a starter in a year or two. I'm going to draft him late rounds. Well, after I draft him, Ware got hurt in the preseason, he'd become a starter. So, hey, you never know what's going to happen, folks, with him late-round surprises. And with values like these I've told you about, Amari Cooper, Marshawn Lynch, Corey Davis, Derrick Henry, you could get a league title. We'll see you back at a regular time Wednesday at 11 p.m. This is the Guru signing off.